Most people encounter crypto through noise, viral price charts, a friend's hot tip, a headline about a dramatic rally or crash. Behind that noise is a quiet, sturdy idea. It is possible to coordinate value on the internet without a central authority. We can transact with one another, directly and transparently, because math and code can substitute for a bank's vault and a clearinghouse's rubber stamp. If that sounds abstract now, it won't for long. By the end of this chapter, you'll understand where crypto came from, the problems it attempts to solve, and why it has already changed how millions of people store, send, and think about money. This chapter is not a technical manual. It is a guided tour of the core motivations and the simple but powerful concepts that make the space coherent. We'll begin well before Bitcoin, because to understand why crypto matters, you first need to understand why money itself needed an upgrade. The evolution of money, from shells to Satoshi. Long before anyone swiped a card, typed a PIN, or scanned a QR code, people bartered. Barter was simple, grain for fish, iron for wool, but it only worked when wants matched. If the fisherman didn't want your grain today, the trade stalled. Money solved that coincidence of wants problem. Different societies settled on different forms: shells, salt, beads, cattle, and eventually precious metals. Metal coins made value durable, portable, and divisible. They standardized trade and unlocked more complex economies. Paper money emerged as a promise. Early notes represented claims on gold or silver held at a bank or treasury. Over time, governments stepped away from convertibility. In the 20th century, most nations embraced fiat currency, money not backed by metal, but by law, taxation, and the credibility of the issuing state. Fiat delivered flexibility and speed, especially when paired with modern banking infrastructure. But it also centralized power. Banks maintained private ledgers and gate access to payment rails. Governments can create more currency in response to crises, shifting who bears costs and who benefits.